In the name of Jesus, amen. This gospel can be kind of scary. Any passage that includes a verse with its very own nickname, and when that name includes the word nutshell, has some pretty grand expectations that come with it. But you should expect something grand. God gave his only begotten Son. Even just those few words have everything in them. A son, not one son of many sons, but the only begotten, the one and only Son. And so a father, too. There must be God the Father if there is a son. And the little verb gave that tells it all about this father. He is the actor in this little phrase. He loved, he gave. What he loves most and best, he gives, his son. Here is Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter in a nutshell. Another father, Father Abraham from Genesis, had a son too, but later, commanded to take his one and only son, Isaac, the son whom he loved, to offer to the Lord, to sacrifice him on Mount Moriah, his son Isaac, the child that God promised him, the son on which absolutely everything, the entire future, hinged. For this son, Isaac would have other children, he presumed, and they in turn more and more children, until there'd be as many as there are dust on the earth and stars in the sky, a great nation with all the soiled diapers and crying that comes with so many that you can't count. And in you, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God promised that to Abram, that born in the midst of all that dust and earth and stars and diapers, a Savior sent from God to bless all the families of the earth. But God said to that father, Father Abraham, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. And so Abraham took his son Isaac, his only son, the son that God promised, the son that God gave, the son through whom God was going to bless all the nations of the world, the son that was going to give Abraham many descendants and the descendant. He took that dear son and lay him on the altar, on the wood, to kill him, to light the fire and offer him up to God. But as Abraham stretched out his hand to slay his son, the Lord provided the sacrifice that day on the Mount of the Lord. God gives just so and exactly so. For God the Father gives his only begotten Son, would not withhold him, lays him in a wood manger, so that he might also place him on the altar of wood on another mountain in Jerusalem. This father will sacrifice his son, must sacrifice his son. It is how his love is and how he gives. This father says, now Abraham's son and Isaac's son and Jacob's son and David's son, now the child born of the Virgin Mary, my son, now he must die for you. God has sent you God. God is giving you God. The Son who was with the Father from all eternity, God from before the beginning, is given in human flesh and blood for lifting up and dying. And of him, God the Father says, he must die for you, all of you, to live. He says, my family must be gutted in order to fill your family with the joy of life. This love has no limits. This love knows there is no easier way. God practically shouts, I am dedicated to you and your family forever. No matter what it costs me, no matter what I lose or what I must suffer, I must be with you, even if I have to choose you over my own dear son. This is the gospel. It is Christmas, Holy Week, and Easter. God the Father loves you this much, gives you this much. He chose you to live and his own son to die. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is committed to you, no matter what it costs him. Our Father who gives, lost everything he had when he lost his own son. By placing his son in a manger, he was placing his one and only son on the sacrificial altar. The father actually went so far as to lose what he loved most, to suffer what he hated most, the death of his own child. Wouldn't you hate that? But when confronted with the agonizing question of who lives, his son or you, his son or your child, his son or sinners and enemies and the ungodly, he actually chose you and your child over his own, drains the life from his own child and transfers it to you. Whatever it cost, your gracious father would pay it, and paid it. He gave his only begotten son, and still gives him, eternal and incarnate from his holy altar. Not at Abram's altar at the place of Shechem, as far as the oak tree of Morah, or the one at the mountain east of Bethel, or the later one on Mount Moriah, but now this altar, where he gives his son, and his giving doesn't come to an end, doesn't stop, because your pain and sin and dying and despair haven't stopped. Will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? The Father gave his only begotten Son to serve you life in the place of death, given for you, shed for you. God the Spirit blowing with the sound of his voice preaching, giving you birth again with water on earth with Christ and all the heavenly things. Amen.